Chapter 3. Riley. No matter how hard I shake Prakash, I can't make him open his eyes. Carver crouches down, shoving his head under Prakash's left arm, hoisting him upwards. I do the same on the other side, heart pounding in my chest. Prakash is amazingly heavy, even in low gravity, his feet dragging on the ground between us as we try to keep our balance in the shaking passage. There are shelves along the walls, with small plastic crates strapped onto them. One of them comes loose as we walk past it, slipping out of its fabric straps, and we have to pull to the side as it bounces off the walls and floor. The ship's jagged motion turns it into a pinball. I pull Carver's head down as it flies towards us, not fast enough. The crate just scrapes across his forehead, and he hisses in surprise, staggering into the wall. His hiss turns into a growl as his shoulder takes the hit. Somehow, we manage to get moving again. I'm getting better at it now, bending my legs, anticipating the ship's movements. Carver is doing it too. The screeching of the Shinso's hull has been replaced by a crunching, grinding noise, as if bits of the ship are being ripped off by the friction of re-entry. I don't even want to think how fast we're going. I don't want to think at all if those escape pods leave without us. Just keep going. We pass a window in the corridor, looking into what appears to be a gym. The treadmills and weight machines are straining against their brackets, slowly working loose. I catch our reflection in the window. We're a mess. All of us are wearing badly fitting flight gear, gray jackets and t-shirts that are too big for us. Stray strands of hair stick to my face in greasy lines. Prakash's face is ash gray, blood still dripping from his head wound. Carver's arms are straining, his face contorted as we pull Prakash along. I tear my gaze away, focusing on the passage ahead. "How long do we have?" I ask.
"Not nearly long enough," says Carver.
I flash back to when we first heard about the Shinso, when he asked me to use his first name, Aaron. I still haven't been able to shake the habit of using his last name. We reach the junction. There's a sign on the wall, grubby with age. Mining, astronautics, engines. I jab a finger at the corridor on the left. "Astronautics, let's go!" Prakash groans again.